Blog Talk Radio.
I haven't really made this public, but I think I'm supposed to tonight. I've been battling with some illness in my body for about a year. We didn't know what was going on. And I went to the doctor 2 weeks ago and took some tests, and they saw something near my spine. And they ordered some MRIs, and the MRIs came back conclusive that there are two masses in my body right now near my spine. And I came here tonight because I needed the devil to know that nothing you throw at this family, from trying to give my wife cancer last year, to trying to take my son out last year, to trying to give my daughter pneumonia and take her out, not one thing he can do is going to prosper. It did not say the weapons wouldn't hurt, it just say they wouldn't prosper. Now, I am not as athletic as Ty. He got a six pack. I got a 40 ounce. But I came here tonight, since the miracle started last night and the lady got healed from lupus, I realized that I'm not just here to preach to y'all. I need to declare right now that the doctor's report saw something, but as of tonight, I just need them to know, he turned it!
be denied. We're not gonna 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 be denied. Healing flows like a river. Healing flows like a river. With his sight, we are healed. It goes now. This body lines up with the word of the Lord, and we declare it is healed in the name of Jesus.
Somebody bless God for healing, healing, healing. By his stripes, it's already done. I said it's already done. Somebody shout.
Come on, the devil thinks we're playing. The devil thinks we're playing. No, we're pressing in. We're going to see a miracle. There's too much healing that's been going on in this room. God brought him here to be healed. Let's declare it. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Give God praise. God is moving. There is a healing wave in the house tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God, I feel praise in here right now. I feel healing.
Thank you. Two wonderful songs from God. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to World Gospel Connection. For your host is Pastor Kashima Douglas, and my guest is Overseer Myra Henry. Please stay tuned. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or to need prayer. This morning's scripture is Psalms 148. And 13, let them press the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and all heavens. Psalms 148 and 13. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. Definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in. Of course, the United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, Hong Kong, Bulgaria, Russia, Zimbabwe, and Mexico. Thank you guys for tuning in Monday through Friday. Know that we are praying for you, that you're not in this fight by yourself. Continue to push through and stand on the word of God. Remember that where there's two or three, God is in the midst. You're not in this fight by yourself. Even though it may seem that way, you are not. Remember, iron sharpens iron. The number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. Father, we ask you to cover everyone that's listening in right now, Lord. Bind and rebuke the enemy, Lord. You said the world, there are two or three you in the midst, and we're standing on your word this morning. Have your way on the broadcast. Let your word be brought forth to your people and for your people to understand that you do not care about what they did last night nor this morning, that your son died on the cross already for their sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be back. Talk to you soon.
This ain't no ordinary.
Give it all. Elijah. Come on, play, come on, play, come on, play, come on, play. Somebody say, play Elijah, play Elijah.
Give me that joy I can't explain, an extra peace that'll ease my pain, for that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Anybody ready? Ready for His glory? Of a life.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Uh-oh.
Every place that's dark,
uh-oh,
He will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Uh-oh.
Through Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain, add extra peace that'll ease my pain, more than love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Uh-oh.
Anybody tired?
Uh-oh.
You want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first He's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
Now my miracle water. Work close for money and fame.
See,
everybody got a title.
Uh-oh.
But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face,
uh-oh,
and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I could take.
I see you.
Give me that
one more time.
Give me that
one more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's your peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love.
everything.
Girl, you're my everything.
Oh. Give
me that God who breathes life into the nostrils of man. And sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future. At the same time, he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears, and provides enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me that
give
God.
Me that God, that's the God I'm talking about.
God.
Give me that. Give me that,
come on.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add it to peace that'll ease my pain.
Fill me up.
Oh, that love that
I need to hear your script.
Give me that.
You said.
Give me that.
We said.
Give me your
yes.
Heart to go
I need to
away.
Hear your
give me that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
I made it out on my way. Thank you.
I made it. All right. That's one of my favorite songs. Well, get your pen and paper together. Have your Bibles. Get ready to hear the word. Take some notes. And get ready to fight on this enemy head. We have a phenomenal woman of God, Overseer Henry. When I tell you, y'all better get ready. I've been excited all month and couldn't wait for today. It is Women's Day Thursday. We're going to worship and praise God. Overseer Henry, are you there?
I'm here. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. The floor is yours. Let the Lord use you like I know he's ready to do.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for you, Pastor Douglas, and our listeners on the airwaves this morning. There is a word from the Lord from Colossians 3:2. I'm excited when God gave me this word in Colossians 3:2, and I'm going to read that really quick for you. It says that, so if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't suffer alone. Eyes to the ground. Absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up. Look up, people of God. And be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Amen. So God began to deal with me, and I could hear God say, keep your eyes fastened on me. That we're in a season and a time. It's the time to look up. We're looking up for our hope. We're looking up for our strength. We're looking up for the manifestation of God to come down here on earth. God says, look up for all the answers and the results that we need are in him. In Colossians 3:2, you know, in the King James Version, it says, set your affection on things above. So begin to say diversions, the things that come and try to prevent us from giving our full attention to the kingdom of God. It could be sickness and disease that try to grab hold to you. It could be financial troubles that try to grab hold to you. It could be family issues. It could be problems on your job, issues going on with your seed. But all of these things, God say, are diversions. They come to try to take our attention away from the things that we need to do to be focused on God's agenda, God's assignment. God said, begin to say, it's trying to prevent us, hallelujah, from being able. It's like a drawing away, a pulling away. It tries to lure us from our full attention unto God. But I come to decree and declare today that we're looking up. We're looking up for our strength. The Bible says that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. So I encourage you, women of God, today, don't look to the left or the right. No matter what is going around you in this earth realm, no matter what you're hearing, the chatter that you're hearing, no matter what you're seeing, it's not about what we see with our eye down here on earth. And I begin to hear him say, as our eyes look out, we're looking too low. Woo! He say we're looking too low. We got to raise our sight. When you're looking low, you're seeing things on an earthly level. But when we look up, we're looking things in a higher place. We begin to touch heaven, and heaven begins to touch earth. So I encourage today that we would look up. We're not going to be absorbed. It said in the Message Bible, shuffling our feet along as if we're wondering what's coming next. But we're not going to be absorbed by the things and the reaction and the responses to this that happens in our environment and that what even happens in our physical bodies. But we are decreeing and declaring today there's an alignment. Things are lining up with heaven, the Roboshaya, and we are able to receive the manifestation of the promises of God. We're going to be alert. Hallelujah. Because the action in the Message Bible, it says the action is happening with Christ. And if it's happening with Christ, it's coming from the heavens. It's coming from above. So we're going to look up our hope, our energy, everything that we have, we're putting it on Christ. It's our perspective. I could hear God say that transition site. It's about our transition site. So our sights have to look up instead of around. And then I heard him say it's transition perspective. What is our perspective? What's our point of view? Seeing it from the earth's perspective. Are we seeing it? Are we becoming figures and conducive to our environment, or do our environment come conducive to what we decree and declare out of our mouth? If we say we heal, that's what it is. If we say that everything in our environment, our atmosphere, is subject to the power of the living God, then that's what it is. We have to check our perspective today, because our perspective, oh, it's a God says transition our perspective. We have to begin to have a different outlook on it. I have to have an outlook that I am a millionaire. Maybe the money is not already there, but it's what I'm decreeing and declaring in the atmosphere that links up with the atmosphere and becomes evident. It's what becomes in manifestation. So our perspective, where's your perspective on today? We have to check our perspective. It's not the view of what the enemy says, but it's what God says can happen. The perspective is not what's around in our environment, but it is what's coming down from heaven. Somebody say, send it, Lord. Rain on us today. Rain on us, Father. Every woman needs you, God. Every family needs you, God. We need you. So as our perspectives are beginning to transition, things will begin to manifest in our regions. We begin to see the bursting of the things of God coming up because our words are aligning with heaven. Oh, somebody better set it today. When something is set, it's secure. Oh, it's grounded. God began to say, I'm grounding my people again. Oh, I'm securing them in me. He said, I am having them with a strong foundation. Maybe your foundation's been shaken. Things don't seem to be as what you thought they would be. But it's not about what you see. It's not about what you hear. It's not about what others say. But it's about what God says. There's a scripture in the Word of God that says to think on those things. Think on the things that are lovely, that are honest, that are true, that are good report. The Word of God says if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, hallelujah, to think on those things. Oh, you got to set it today. Our mind, our thought life, oh, our cognitive sight, got to be on the things of God. Hallelujah. Oh, let him rain today. Let him shower down from heaven. So we're not going to be moved by what's happening. We got to raise our sights. Oh, it's the perspective of from where you're standing. Are we standing on earth ground, looking around on earth, or are we stepping up and looking at it from a kingdom perspective? Because when you look at it of a kingdom lens, you see things in a different manner. I see that I'm a winner. I see that I'm a conqueror. I see that I'm already healed. It doesn't matter if it's taken place. It's in operation. Hallelujah. My words and actions begin to ignite and light a fire under the promises of God. You better said it today, woman of God. Powerful warrior, arise, Abba Sunday, and set it, hallelujah. Set it on things above. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God began to tell me that in 2 Kings 4, 8 through 15, one of my favorite scriptures, it began to say that the Shunammite woman set her mind on God's business. Oh, goodness. She wasn't diverted. She didn't allow things to come in and pull her away, but her attention was fastened on the things of God. So she begins to tell her husband, she said, the man of God, the prophet, comes by on a regular basis. Why don't we set a room in place for him upstairs? Catch this. She set it upstairs because she understood something happens when you go high. Something happens when you elevate your mind. She set a room for the man of God upstairs. She began to put furniture and things in there that was necessity for him so he could be able to have a place to rest and flow. Oh, because she took care of God's things, because she took care of heaven's things in her house, in her situation, God began to open up the floodgates for her. The man of God, the prophet, sent Gehazi, his servant, to say, what can I do for you? She said, I'm well. But he said, no, there is a need that you have. And the viewers today, those calling in by the airway, you might have a need. Oh, my God, you've been waiting. God said, don't give up on it yet. Don't lose hope yet. Don't lose sight of the manifestation of that thing that's been dormant, that thing that's been hard to come by. Oh, he said, it shall happen. Look up, Hobo Shaya. You got to look up on today. So as soon as she took care of the things of God, God brought back a word to her that she would have a child, the very thing that her womb could not produce, that she seemed like she couldn't birth and bring forth. God says, get ready for the spirit of the breaker to come through. You shall be able to produce and birth. Though it's been hard, though it seemed like it wasn't going to happen, he said, I heard your cry. I heard your prayer petition. I heard what you need. All I need you to do is don't get diverted. Don't lose sight. Transition your sight. Transition your perspective. And I shall surely bring it to pass for you. He said, God, oh my God, I shall not withhold any good thing from you. He said, I shall bring it to pass for you. Oh, when you begin to think of affection, and we got to go soon, affection is fondness. A person that has, you show a liking, caring for someone. You're fond towards them. You have a tender attachment. Oh, my God. Realign your attachment with Christ on today. Is your heart tender towards the things of God? Will you put the things of God before you put yourself? Because he said, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of the things you need. I'm going to take care of the things that you even desire. Having a child was not necessarily a need. It was a desire of hers. How would he be a father that would not allow her to enjoy something that she really wanted? He said, because you went above and beyond, because you aligned yourself with heaven, because you set your affections on things above, you knew what was really important. You knew the things that was required. That's where the action is. The action is not here on earth, but the action is in the heavenlies. Just look up today. Somebody ought to encourage a friend, a family member. You ought to call them after this and say, I just need you to look up. Oh, I need you to get your hope back. Oh, my goodness. I need your faith to be encouraged on today that if you look up, God's going to take care of the earthly things. If you look up, God's going to release the supernatural. Hayabashanda. God, we speak supernatural breakthrough. We speak supernatural breakthrough in the lives of the people today. Breakthrough. Let the spirit of the breaker arise in their home. Let the spirit of the breaker arise on their jobs. Let the spirit of the breaker arise in their health. God, do it now. Send transition. Send change, God, as only you can do. Oh, my pussy is changed. I got a new outlook. My heart's encouraged today because we know, oh, my God, that God is transitioning things for you. Oh, my God, the perspective. He said the altar, we got to keep the altar in our sight, in our heart, in our mind. It's time that the altar, to alter our perspective. And where do you build an altar? You build it wherever you need, wherever your need arrives. As you put up an altar for Christ here on earth, heaven releases. He said that the moment you touch heaven, you touch heaven, heaven opens up. Those portals begin to release and flow the oil of God down on your circumstances. And anything that's oiled produces. Anything that's moisturized produces. Like the dew in the morning, God's going to begin to rest. He's going to begin to rest on your situation. Watch for manifestation. Watch for a strategic shift. Ooh, that you get to birth that's been lying dormant. Ooh, that's an exchange of God. You take care of my things, and I'm going to take care of you. He said, I know you've been laboring. I know you've been sacrificing. I know you've been sowing. I know you've been giving. Ooh, but God says, I'm going to do it. My arms are not too short that I shall not reach you. Ooh, he said, a new perspective. God's point of view. He said his point of view is beginning to reign here on earth. God's point of view shall take over your region. God's point of view shall consume your state. Hallelujah. Oh, God. As we let God arise, the enemy shall be scattered. We're looking for miracles. We're looking for the signs. We're looking for the wonders. Oh, in this time, I could hear God say, hallelujah, before we go, that he's putting wisdom, knowledge. He said, I'm giving knowledge. Oh, Pastor Douglas, he said, I'm giving knowledge to my people, knowledge of strategic tactics, so that they would be alarmed of the diabolical forces that's trying to manifest in their region. He says, don't be diverted. Hallelujah, women of God. He said, for the kingdom purpose and assignment shall be fulfilled. And it's going to be fulfilled through you. God want to use you. God has purpose for the Shunammite woman, had a purpose for her life. She worked and took care of the prophet. God says, what is it that I call you to do? Rise up, woman of God. Rise up, mighty warrior. Hayabashanda. Let the fire, the consuming fire of God, ignite you and burn away all diversions. I don't have time to be distracted. I don't have time to lose sight. I don't have time to be pulled away. For I have a kingdom work to do. Ooh, and I'm looking for God, for the portal to open up and release my breakthrough. There are some things that's been held up. Oh, God says, look for the miracle to happen. Now, the time is now and near for fast focus. Ooh, somebody ought to say fast focus. Ooh, I'm fastening my focus. I got to have quick focus, so I can manifest, see the manifestation of the unexposed opportunities. Oh, I heard God said there are unexposed opportunities that's waiting to be manifested for you. Set your affection on things above, not what's happening in your environment. Ooh, my atmosphere is changing because my perspective is changing. Ooh. Oh, transition your perspective. Oh, Bashanda. So you can embrace, hallelujah, embrace the unexposed opportunity. know. God got some things headed your way, woman of God. God got some things headed your way, things you never seen. For I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for you. Get ready. Greater is here. It's not coming. It's here. We're operating in the now. You can think it. You can think it. You got to believe it on today. He can do it. He can do it. It's nothing too hard for God. He can do it beyond what you can imagine, beyond what you can think. That's why you can't be diverted. And God, transition your sight, transition your perspective. You got to look up. Ooh, because your miracle is on the way. It's secure. You said it. It's secure. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, we thank God for you. We thank God for you, people of God. God is doing it. Release your angels to their homes now, God. Ooh, kabash, kabash, yeah. Ooh, release your angels through the airways, huh? To put in motion that you said they can hold. It's not just a thought. He said the action is in the heavens. The spirit of the breaker is going to cause you to break through. Ooh, break through your atmosphere. You can hold the promises of God in your life here on earth. Hallelujah. God bless you today. Glory to God. Look up. It's all up from here. It's all up from here. You got to look up. Ooh, look up. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I've been putting my nuggets in every time you hit something good. I've been typing and typing and typing. Thank you for that powerful word this morning. Look up. Look up. Look up. God's words will not return back void. You were so on point this morning, Overseer. I'm like I said when I talked to you, he has been fighting me, but in this it shall happen. Father warrior, arise. Yes, yes, and I'm standing on that. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that encouragement. It didn't encourage nobody. It encouraged me because I needed to hear that. This morning, again, I honor and thank you for coming on and accepting the invitation. We pray for you real quick. Father God, I ask you to give back what your servant gave out to your people. Cover her, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Send an overflow of blessing for her for coming on here and sharing the word to your people. Thank you, Lord. I thank you and I honor her for doing just what you told her to do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Overseer, let the people know how to contact you if they want to hear a word from you or just the encouragement that you do. Let them know how they can reach you.
God bless you. Praise God. I am Overseer Myra Henry. I am here in Jacksonville, Florida. Our ministry is off of St. Augustine Road here in Jacksonville, Florida, D Nation Church. You can reach us there. I also have a hymn ministry, Healing is Mine. You can check me out on Facebook where I am praying for you. Hallelujah. In any of those on Facebook Live, you can check to you can visit us here in Jacksonville. If you come to the beautiful city of Florida, you can reach us right here. We would love to have you. I hope to see you online soon.
Don't forget to talk about what you're doing tonight, woman of God. Now, you can't leave that out.
Oh, praise God. Yes. Yes. Hymn Ministry, Healing is Mine. We pray every first and third Thursday as whatever the Lord says. We'll be praying on tonight, still tapping into those diversions that the enemy tried to send, those blockages, those barriers. So join it at 7 o'clock on Facebook Live tonight. You can catch our prayer ministry from 7 to 8, and I would love to have you join and pray for you. Healing is yours.
So how can they find you? Give them a Facebook name.
It is Myra B. Henry. Myra B. Henry is under him. Healing is mine.
Okay. Again, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I will be on tonight, so I'll be listening. Probably saying, taking some more notes, but I will be on tonight. More likely, a few of us will be on tonight because I will share it again to World Gospel Facebook so they can tune in and hear a word, because iron sharpens iron. That's what a lot of people don't understand.
It truly does.
Once we sharpen each other, overseas, it'll be so much better, but the jealous and the envy is so horrible with us women. You know, it's bad with men, but us women are supposed to lift each other up, and
lift
we don't do that. But I thank God for that connection we had in Atlanta, that when Bishop prophesied to me about my husband and opened my eyes as well as his eyes, I thank God for you both. And
praise
again,
God, we thank God for you all as well.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you again. Have a blessed, blessed day, and I will talk to you soon.
Amen. God bless you. Look up.
Yes, bless you. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back. You're listening to World Gospel Connection.
Come on, put your hands together. Hold on. But we get up, we fall down. But we get up, oh yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there and got up. Say that.
We fall down,
over my,
but we get up.
Back.
We fall down,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
We get up,
back up.
We fall down.
Oh my, 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 we get back up again.
For
a
thing is just
a
sinner.
Oh yes, we fall down. But we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of you. Oh,
we fall.
Say now,
but
we get back up again.
We fall down,
we fall down sometimes, but we get back up again.
We fall down.
Yes, we do,
we
that.
Get up.
Rise back up again.
For
the same sinner. Oh.
My testimony, everybody. how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had my share
of love abuse.
Manipulated.
And its strength. And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me, because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith.
But it would not fall.
Would not bend.
Won't compromise. God favored
me.
I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me.
They
whispered about me.
They
conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me.
My character.
My faith in God. He favored me.
It will not fall.
Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
God
favors
me.
I speak life.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak health.
God favors
me.
They whisper.
They whisper.
They conspire.
Confider.
They told their lies.
They told their lies.
But God favors
me.
My character.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God.
Everything was in
he
question.
Me.
But he favored me.
Will not
I promised him that I wouldn't compromise. Although I was going through, and I spoke life,
and
I spoke prosperity, and I spoke health.
true. But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got faith in me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith in me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith in me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it.
Everybody, one more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Bound down. searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all. You know, he wants it all.
God will break you to position you, break you to promote you, and break you to put you in your right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't, when he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Ah! Anybody been gracefully broken where? Ooh! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, say.
Take all I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire.
Ask him.
Set me on fire. Here I am, God, arms wide open.
Hey.
Pouring out my life, gracefully
I'm
God, arms wide open. I'm right here, pouring out my life, grace.